Okay. Yeah, I actually had a meeting, but I just came back from it early. Okay, what questions do we have?
First question is from Dashavatar Das and Karunamai Devidasi. The question is, sometimes sincere devotees who were previously very faithful and devoted suddenly stop devotional service to Krishna and give up the society of devotees. What can be the deep cause of this? And can the reason of this be the absence of really deep and open relations with devotees?
You know, once in 1976, a devotee asked that question to Srila Prabhupada. That was 35 years ago. And they said, "Well, Prabhupada, we see that there are, you know, sincere, serious devotees, and then they give up Krishna consciousness." And then Prabhupada said, "Sincere devotees don't give up Krishna consciousness." In other words, if someone's really sincere and giving themselves to Krishna, why would they stop chanting Hare Krishna and stop serving Krishna? So that was Srila Prabhupada's answer. So it's not close relationships. There's so many things that are good and helpful for advancing in Krishna consciousness. But why would someone give up devotional service? That's my question. I'm asking that. Why would someone give up devotional service? Someone have an answer? Yeah, offenses, neglecting sadhana. Of course, you know, one can define that word sincere in different ways. If you want to be very strict, one could say that sincere devotees don't neglect their sanada and they don't commit offenses. Anyone else on this? We should, better than just asking questions and me talking, why not discuss some topic?
Who neglects sadhana and loses the taste for devotional service and give up the society of devotees, does that mean that he's not sincere? Okay, it means that he's not sincere. It is, what is the treatment? What is the cure for this problem?
You want to translate? That we may have to see. Whatever the original problem was, then you have to have an appropriate solution, because there may be different reasons for that. If someone is just neglecting sadhana because of too much service, then they have to decrease their service. If they're committing offenses to Vaishnavas, then they should be sort of preached to and change their attitude and apologize. But I'm just elaborating on Srila Prabhupada's point, that the way Prabhupada phrased it was that, you know, someone's really sincere means that their main goal in life is to serve Krishna, then whatever may come along, they don't let that interfere with that service. They don't stop chanting, they don't stop serving, they don't stop hearing about Krishna. Some more on that? Okay, anyway, then I guess we could go on to the next question.
Yeah, question on that. If some devotees leave society of devotees, give up Krishna consciousness, then how should we look on this situation and how should we avoid offenses of those who left?
Well, if they're not associating with devotees, and if they've not practicing Krishna consciousness, then if someone's in a certain situation, he may try to help those people. If they're beyond help, then, and they don't want association, then you just go on with your life and you associate with other Vaishnavas. One need not make an issue or gloat over the misfortune of others, but at the same time, what can you do if someone doesn't want to have the same values or same lifestyle as you do? Then you associate with those who have the same lifestyle. Something further about that? Anyway, it's unfortunate because coming to Krishna consciousness is such a wonderful thing. And even if someone has so many other different types of problems, maybe can't even associate with devotees or do service, but one should never give up chanting Hare Krishna. Yeah, one should never give up chanting, even if he gives up everything else. So even if we see devotees who, you know, leave association and stop service and maybe even fall down, but if they keep chanting, then that's still good. It's not that their situation's good, but it's good that they're chanting. And devotees should be encouraged to chant, because if they chant and they keep chanting, then ultimately everything will come back all right. They will things will work out. If you give up chanting, then the way to correct things is there's no way to correct things. But if someone chants, then the holy name will actually restore them again. So if someone leaves Krishna consciousness, but if he keeps chanting, it doesn't matter what he does, there's still always hope. Something else?
Next question.
Okay.
Devotees are very busy with the service or work or some other duties, and they just don't find enough time to associate with devotees, or this association just quite trivial. It is said that a real friend, Sukrit, is a very rare event in life, and just trivial friendship doesn't allow to associate deeply, and in this trivial friendship, devotees cannot open their hearts fully to each other. And if we don't have this real kind of friend, then what should we do, and how we should share our intimate thoughts with each other if we don't have a close friend?
Right.
To which degree is it important, this deep friendship in Vaishnava societies?
Well, last time we discussed something similar to this, and my answer is that we have this counselor system. Yeah, and devotees must participate in that counselor system, in my humble opinion.
Counselor system
is what Niranjan Maharaj and Radhanath Maharaj are, are supporting, proposing. It's what we have here in Hungary. It's what Radhanath Maharaj started in Mumbai. In other words, where there's...
The system of...
You know what it is now?
Yes.
So it means...
It
means systematic association of a group of devotees under the guidance of a counselor, and by that, to be able to deal with different types of personal issues as well as proactive issues. So, in other words, systematic association with devotees. And in there, one should develop friendships. And because it's structured, therefore it's not superficial, but it's very serious. So that's the important and very, very important element of being able to advance in Krishna consciousness. I think that someone doesn't have their computer on mute. Maybe that's avatar.
Okay.
So that organized organized sangha, very, very important, systematic, regular, and with that, then one will actually have the type of quality devotee association that he wants. And therefore, I encourage all devotees to participate in that. Do they have those in Moscow? Devotees should take it seriously and be involved. Very important. Something else?
Is about the Krishna's crown, which is described in books. Sometimes in Russian it is translated like king crown, so it means king's crown. It means that it should be a big crown. Or it also can be translated as just diadem. So it's not a big, it's a small crown. So what is the proper? Small crown or big crown? Crown, which is decorated with peacock feathers. How to big or small king
this is,
crown?
You're talking about translating this from books?
Translating books.
I don't think it's just a small diadem type thing. I think it's a sizable crown, but it doesn't have to be, you know. Yeah, it's a crown. It's a regular crown.
It is decorated with peacock's feathers.
In Vrindavan, it always has peacock feather, yeah.
Good to know. Thank you very much.
Okay.
How many days are you planning to be there? Will we have an opportunity to associate with you in Mayapur? And also, we would like to ask for your blessings to go to Holy Dham for Gaura Purnima. This was a question from Dashavatar Dasan, Karuna Maya Devi Dasan.
I probably won't be there. I'm going, because I'm only going for as long as the GBC meetings. And then I have to come back to work on editing now with Keshe Bharati Maharaj and Achyuta. I have to come back here and work on editing. So, no, I won't be there. Probably next year I will. I wanted to actually go on, not this coming year, but the year after. I will be going there on Parikrama. Yes, sure. Srila Prabhupada wanted devotees to go there, so that's very good if you can go. Okay. Well, let's see who is there. I saw Mahadev is there, and Mukara, and Anantadas, and Klimova 16, and Anasuya. Anasuya is one place, and Mahadev is somewhere else. And then there's Yashashvini and Baladev and Simbeda and Vishwanath and Jairadi and Dashavatar, Krumanmayi, Krishna Priya, Natasha, and Kanjana Lochana Das. Hare Krishna. Now, Next week I'm going to be visiting my mother, so it will not be possible to have conference.
На следующей неделе, к сожалению, у нас не будет конференции, я буду занят. But Vishwana, they have question, quite a big question, and they would like to get an answer, and she supposes the answer will be quite long, and maybe this will be a topic for the whole conference, for the next conference. Can she suggest this question now for discussion, and maybe you can discuss it next time.
Okay, is there any advantage of suggesting it now instead of next time?
Вы хотите сейчас?